Welcome to the fourth hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
While I sit right here in Dallas, while I drink Milwaukee Dry here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program from Grand Ole Opry star, the late, great Billy Walker for you tonight here at KNEL. Speaking of Billy Walker, good to hear from my brother Kenneth Knight up there in Hendersonville, Tennessee. He's tuned in tonight. They've got a couple of shows he's working. He's doing the Music City Hayride show, and I think Tim Atwood is the special guest this month around, if I recall correctly. And then, of course, he also works the Mike Huckabee show, so he's got a busy weekend coming up. So we'll say hello to Kenneth and Kelly, and appreciate them being tuned in tonight all the way from the great state of Tennessee.
Caught in a Trap with Dwight Yoakam.
Caught in a Trap with Dwight Yoakam. We'll do it for you tonight.
Thank you. Cause I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I'm saying, we can't go on together with suspicious minds. We could build our dreams on suspicious minds. So if an old friend I know, we could build our dreams on suspicious minds. Friend I know, stop by to say hello. Will I still see suspicion in your eyes? Here we go again, asking where I've been. Can't you see these tears are real? I'm crying. We cannot build our dreams on suspicious minds. Oh, let our love survive. I'll drive it to you.
Would you play Hello Walls for me?
Hello Walls by Farron Young. I'll do it for you.
Thank you.
Hello Walls.
Hello.
How things go for you today? Now don't you miss her.
Hello.
Since she up and walked away. Disappear. Well, look here, is that a teardrop in the corner of your pane? Now don't you try to tell me that it's rain. She went away and left us all alone the way she planned. I guess we'll have to learn to get along without her if we can. Hello, Ceylon.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
sleep. So won't you bear with me a while? We've got to all stick together, or else I'll lose my mind. I've got a feeling she'll be gone a long, long time.
Yes, how are you doing, Tracy?
I'm doing just great tonight, and you?
Oh, all right. Just listening to your program here at home.
Well, I appreciate that.
I sure would like to hear a couple of songs, please.
Okay.
The Outlaw's Prayer by The Paycheck.
Okay.
Anything by Mrs. Pretty Norma Jean.
I'll do it for you tonight.
All right. I sure appreciate it, and you have a blessed evening.
You too. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
I worked a big package show in Fort Worth Saturday night. We had all day Sunday to rest and relax before I caught another flight. So I decided to walk downtown and get myself a little fresh air. Before long, I found myself in front of a big church on the corner of the square. Boy, I could hear that singing way out in the street. It sure was a beautiful sound. So I just walked up the steps and opened the door and started to go inside and sit down. But before I could, a young man walked over to me and said, "Excuse me, sir, but I can't let you in with that big black hat, those jeans, that beard and long hair." So I just left, went back outside, sat down on that curb. And I thought to myself, that's the house of the Lord. That guy's got a hell of a nerve, telling me I can't worship anywhere I please. So right there in front of that church, I just knelt down on my knees. I said, "Lord, I know I don't look like much, but I didn't think you'd mind. I just wanted to be with your people, Lord. It's been a long time." I saw a wino over there in the alley, all bent over in tears. And I thought how one stained glass window from this church would feed his family for years. And then there's those fine cars parked outside. Too many for me to count. It made me think how people walked for days Sermon on the Mount. Then there's those fine ladies in the choir, Lord, singing like they really love it. Hell, last night they were dancing on the front row of my show, drinking beer and screaming, "Sing Shove It." You know, even John the Baptist wouldn't be welcome in this place, with his coat made of camel hair, and sandals on his feet, and a long beard on his face. You know, Lord, when you come back to get your children and take them beyond the clouds to live forever in heaven with you, well, I'd sure hate to be in this crowd. You know, Lord, I'm not perfect. Some even call me no count. But I'll tell you, I believe a man is judged by what's in his heart, not his bank account. So if this is what religion is, a big car and a suit and a tie, then I might as well forget it, Lord, because I can't qualify. By the way, Lord, right before they kicked me out, didn't I see a picture of you? The sandals and the beard. I believe you had long hair, too. Well, this is Paycheck. Signing off. I'll be seeing you, Lord. I hope.
Wealthy family. There was 10 of us living in a two-room shack on the bank of the river by the railroad track. We kept chickens and a pen in the back, and everybody said we was poor folks. My daddy was a farmer, but all he ever raised was us. Dug a 40-foot well, struck 36 gallons of dust. Came to cut our hair. We lived next door to a millionaire, but we wasn't nothing but poor folks. We was poor folks living in a rich folks' world. We sure was a hungry bunch. If the wolf would ever come to our front door, he'd have brought a picnic lunch. Our granddaddy's pension was $1.33. $10 less than the landlord wanted for rent. The landlord's letters got nasty and deep. He wrote, "Get out," but Paul couldn't read. We were too broke to even pay heed, but that's how it is when you're poor folks. We was poor folks living in a rich folks' world. Sure was a hungry bunch. If the wolf had ever our granddaddy's pension was $1.33. That was $10 less than the landlord wanted for rent. The landlord's letters got nasty indeed. He wrote, "Get out," but Paul couldn't read. And he was too broke to even pay heed. That's how it is when you're poor folks. But we had something in our house money can't buy. Kept us warm in the winter and cool when the sun was high. For whenever we didn't have food enough and the howling winds would get pretty rough, we patched the cracks and set the table with love. 'Cause that's what you do when you're poor folks. And we wasn't nothing but poor folks. My mommy and my daddy was poor folks. My brother and my sister was poor folks. My dog and the cat was poor folks.
Pretty Miss Norma Jean for you tonight. One called Poor Folks. Of course, written by the great Bill Anderson here at KNEL on the Hits Radio Show. Hey, I want to invite you to visit us at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum. We'll be open, of course, this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And enjoyed visiting with a lot of folks up there this past weekend while we were doing our photo shoot up there with the museum stuff. Had visitors from all over the state of Texas and beyond, as a matter of fact. So good to have them with us. Here's one from Jake Hooker and the Outsiders. I'll be working with Jake tomorrow at the San Angelo Cowboy Gathering. Looking forward to emceeing that for our friend Terry Holland and all the fine folks at the San Angelo Cowboy Gathering. If you get a chance, come join us. That's going to be a great day there of great country music. And Jake Hooker, I know, will put it on the top shelf.
In the light. nothing more.
This is Jay Cooker, and you're listening to my good friend Tracy Pitcox right here on KNEL, Brady, Texas.
Yeah, Tracy, do you have the Lonely Boys?
The Lonely Boys.
How far is heaven?
I've got the song How Far Is Heaven, but I've got about Kitty Wells.
Oh, okay.
I don't know about the Lonely Boys. I don't think I've got anything by them.
Oh, okay. Well, play it by Kitty.
I'll do it for you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye. always thought she was the greatest female vocalist in the history of country music, and I still feel that way today. Kitty Wells for you with one called How Far Is Heaven here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program for tonight. We're going to go back up and pick up a song. Mona McCall recorded this particular song with Frankie Miller, and I always thought they did such a great job of this particular song. It's an old wartime song from many years ago. It's called Put Me in Your Pocket. Here's Frankie Miller and Mona McCall.
Two lovers sat one evening beneath the pale moonlight. Tomorrow he must go to war. This battle they must fight. She gave to him her picture with these words written on it so true. Put me in your pocket and I'll go along with you.
Put me in
play a little Frank Torres, Lone Star Alley?
Lone Star Alley by Frank Torres. I'll do it.
There's a place on the outskirts of town where I can always be found with my beer-drinking buddy. That's where I always hang around. Lone Star Alley, a place for broken hearts, wondering why you made me cry, why we had to part. Lone Star Alley, a place so sad and blue, sitting here a-drinking, thinking just of you. When I met you, I thought you'd be true, but you've gone away and left me blue. All alone and broken-hearted, with not a single thing to do. Lone Star Alley, a place for broken hearts, wondering why you made me cry, why we had to part. Lone Star Alley, a place so sad and blue, sitting here drinking, thinking just of you. I hope that you'll see just how much you've been hurting me, so that you'll come back again, dear, and help to end my misery. Lone Star Alley, a place for broken hearts, wondering why you made me cry, why we had to part. Lone Star Alley, a place so sad and blue, sitting here drinking, thinking just of you. Sitting here a-drinking, thinking just of you.
Frank Torres, 41, called Lone Star Alley. Hey, good to hear from Carol and Alfred, who are listening to us tonight in Weatherford, Texas, on knelradio.com. We appreciate that very much. Wanted to hear something by Bill Anderson. And I hope they don't mind, but I've been thinking about this lady today. She was a great friend and somebody I miss very much, Jan Howard. So I thought we'd put Bill Anderson and Jan Howard together and do this song that they had a big hit on. Here's one called Dissatisfied. Yeah.
Dissatisfied. Nothing makes you happy that I can see. Dissatisfied, dissatisfied. How long before you say that you're dissatisfied with me?
You like your new dress for a while, then you say it went out of style. And you liked your new car for a month or so.
Yeah, but you know I don't like that color.
You're bored with everything we do. Nothing I do pleases you, and I wonder what'll be the next to go.
Well, one day you fly airplanes, the next day you dig baseball games, and you're always talking about that blonde next door.
Oh, she's a lovely child.
The way that you keep changing things, I wonder about your wedding ring and how long before it makes your fingers sore.
Oh, I'm talking, baby.
I know you're dissatisfied. See,
honey, are you
dissatisfied? Dissatisfied. How long before you say that you're dissatisfied with me? Well, I put pork chops on your plate,
but you know I like tea backbone stay.
Well, you change your crazy mind from day to day.
Listen, you dingy redhead.
Dingy?
I built you a swimming pool.
Yeah, 'cause you know I can't swim, you fool.
I was just trying to make you happy in my own simple, humble, country, whispering way. Dissatisfied,
dissatisfied. Nothing makes you happy that I can see. You're acting dissatisfied. Dissatisfied with me. Just come on out and say that you're dissatisfied with me.
There's a place I always go, where every night's the same. When I walk in, the lights are dim, so I don't feel ashamed. The faded lights will hide the tears that fall so constantly. And all the people in the place are lonesome just like me. Among those faded lights and lonesome people, their love affairs have ended much too soon. Among those faded lights and lonesome people, you'll find a broken heart in every corner of the room. You'll hear the sound of laughter as you walk across the floor, but it's just to hide the loneliness they can't bear no more. And as the music fills the room, you sit and wonder why some people's hearts are broken and some people talk to cry. Among those faded lights and lonesome people, their love affairs have ended much too soon. Among those faded lights and lonesome people, you'll find a broken heart in every corner of the room.
Yeah. Might be my favorite Billy Walker song. I love that song, and great version of that. Of course, Daryl McCall is singing harmony with Mr. Walker on that particular song. Faded lights and lonesome people here at KNEL on the Hits Radio Show. Speaking of Daryl McCall, this little Daryl McCall tune. Oh, I hope you're feeling good tonight. I certainly am.
We moved on the second floor of a grocery store garage. Room and board and gasoline, living on the job. Our backyard is asphalt with parking meter trees, and there ain't no peace and quiet there till all the people leave. But she got tired of working hard and running low on luck. She loaded up her dreams and left in my old pickup truck.
chisel down.
Yeah, Daryl McCall for you. The Weeds Outlive the Roses. Someone on our Facebook page had mentioned we were talking about Rick Trevino and about him visiting with us at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum. And they mentioned this particular song that Rick recorded, that Bill Anderson, speaking of Bill Anderson earlier, Bill Anderson also wrote this. I'll play this especially for my mom. She likes this song real well. And Rick had a great version of this. Here's Rick Trevino and Walk Out Backwards.
Don't
We'll be right back.
Little Vestal Goodman for you. And it wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. That's going to wrap it up for us on the Hits Radio Show tonight. Thank you for all your calls and your requests and your dedications. We appreciate that so, so very much. Want to mention to you, Friday we'll be in San Angelo, Texas for the San Angelo Cowboy Gathering. Kicking off that about 12 o'clock, going to, I think, 11 o'clock on Friday night. Looking forward to emceeing that particular show on Friday for all those fine folks who are going to be a part of that. Then Saturday we'll be in Llano, Texas with Wilson Fairchild. Two shows, 2:30 and 7:30 at the Lantex Theater. And then we're headed to Seguin on Sunday for two performances at 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock with Wilson Fairchild. So if you get a chance, come join us. We'd love to see you. And be sure and visit us at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum as well at 1701 South Bridge Street in Brady, Texas. Tracy Pitcock saying, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
America again. You know, like you did way back when it all began. You blessed her then, but we just sort of kind of took it for granted and never did ask again. So just hold her hand, God, that's all. And if she should stumble, please don't let her fall.
Again.
Understand everything I read and hear about what's wrong with America.
You see all the trouble.
But when you don't have a lot of book learning, I guess there's a lot of things you don't understand. But let me say this, God. She's like a mother to me. And all I am or ever hope to be, I owe to you and to her.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.